On to another investigation now, the FBI wants the public's help in solving a 3-year-old murder. The case in Seattle, Washington is believed to be the first murder of a federal prosecutor. And Tom Bonsi reports from Seattle.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Tom Wales was up late at his home computer on the night of October 11, 2001. It was approaching 11 p.m. as the divorced father of two stared at the screen in his basement den. Outside, an intruder evaded the motion sensor lights around the house and took position at the back basement window. He aimed through it, fired several deadly shots, and then made a clean getaway. FBI Special Agent Brendan O'Reilly tries not to take it personally.
As an investigator, you always have to remain objective, and I think that we're doing that. However, we also recognize the potential gravity of not resolving a case in which a person in government is killed, possibly as a result of their work as a government employee. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't allow that to happen in this country.
For 18 years, Wales prosecuted white-collar crime for the Justice Department, yielding literally hundreds of potential suspects. There's also the possibility that someone took issue with Wales' prominent advocacy of gun control. His last cause was to oppose arming of airline pilots. Now, nearly 3 years into the investigation, the FBI reveals it knows the exact kind of pistol barrel that fired the fatal bullets.
We've discovered that one company in Fridley, Minnesota, had manufactured these barrels and had distributed approximately 3,500 of them up until the time Tom Wales was murdered.
O'Reilly says if you could trace all of those customized guns, you might get close to the killer. This month, the FBI got creative. It took out a 2-page ad in a regional gun magazine. The pictures of pistol parts and bold captions aim to jog the memory of gun show patrons.
You'll see posters for bank robberies, suspects in bank robberies, etc. So in this case, mm-hmm. we're not looking for a person, we're looking for a barrel.
Gun expert Joe Waldron says the suspect Makarov semi-automatic pistol was once a service weapon of Eastern European armies. He says it now sells for about $150 to $200 and speculates the assassin might have chosen it because the handgun is powerful enough to do the job and cheap enough to throw away. Waldron is president of the Washington Arms Collectors, which donated the magazine ad space for the FBI. He sees no irony in helping solve the murder of someone who was a political opponent.
I didn't particularly like the guy. I certainly didn't agree with his perspective on the issue, his point of view. But none of that is justification to kill someone. I won't tolerate that. No one should tolerate that.
Even with help from gun enthusiasts, Waldron calls the search for the murder weapon and its owner daunting.
Very similar to finding a needle in a haystack, except that with a needle in a haystack, you can probably put a metal detector in and get some assistance out of it. This task is much more difficult. You're trying to find a straw in a haystack.
The victim's friends and family are trying to keep a positive attitude. Barry Shaw served as co-president with Tom Wales of the local gun control group Washington Ceasefire.
One day I know just very, very faithfully that his murder will be found and they'll put all the jigsaw puzzle pieces together.
Shaw also puts stock in the $1 million reward that the Department of Justice is offering for information that solves the murder case. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.